We're living through quite momentous times. I think that 2016 has been a year like 1848, a year like maybe like 1917. It's a year when there's been maybe 1990, 1979, a year when the existing orders are being overturned. And it's very hard to predict whether who's going to be the Prince Metternich of the counter-revolution in 2017, or maybe there won't be. Maybe it's going to gather pace. I think it's more likely to gather pace.
Because some saying the counter-revolution may be either the Supreme Court or politicians in Westminster, because, of course, the biggest issue politically in this country, obviously, is Britain leaving the European Union.
In this country, it is. I don't see that, that the Supreme Court or Parliament, big business, or Tony Blair, that formidable figure, will be able to prevent any of this happening.
What's your impression of the preparations for this process now?
I think they're very well I can see exactly what's going to happen. I think it's all quite well set out now that you're going to basically Mrs. May's strategy is to stay in the European Union without actually belonging to it, if that makes sense to you.
Really? Well, that's certainly not what you're saying in
Parliament. No, it's exactly what one of the first, if you're a political correspondent, eventually you learn that you must always watch what politicians are doing, not what they're saying. And then when you work that out, you can see exactly what she's manoeuvring to do, which is to basically keep Britain as much as possible in the single market and conceding in return a great deal of freedom of movement.
And you're hearing this whispered around. So CEOs of big major companies, let alone permanent secretaries in the civil service, worrying about the fact there's been no big preparations for revolutionary change. They can take heart from this. It's going to be stable.
Well, this is what Mrs. May is trying to do. Whether how that will, in many ways, it's a betrayal of what people voted for in 2000, on June the 23rd. That's what she's doing at the moment.